Kid vs. Presents, Honey Theft, A Magical Jungle Tale. Let's begin. Once upon a time, in the middle of a vast jungle, lived a happy family of bears. There was Mama Bear, Daddy Bear, and their two mischievous cubs, Roro and Coco. The whole family loved honey more than anything else. But that year, a forest fire drove away most of the bees, and there was hardly any honey left to find. Every day, the bears would search high and low for honey, but they always returned home disappointed. One sunny afternoon, Roro and Coco were playing high and seek near the river bank. 10-9, a time coming, Coco shouted as he began searching for his brother. Suddenly, Roro spotted something interesting. "Coco, come here. Look," he whispered excitedly. Coco ran over and saw what Roro had discovered. A large pot of honey sitting inside the Grizzle family's house. The window was open, and the house looked empty. "Wow, that's a lot of honey," Coco exclaimed. Roro grinned. "No one's home. Let's take it." Coco frowned. "But that would be stealing. We shouldn't do that." Roro waved his paw dismissively. "Oh, come on. Just one pot of honey. No one will notice. Think of how delicious it will be." After a moment of hesitation, Coco sighed. "Okay, but only this once." The two cubs climbed through the window, carefully grabbed the honey paw, and carried it outside. "We did it," Roro cheered as they sat down under a tree to enjoy their sweet prize. As the cubs were happily eating the honey, a sly cat named Lulu happened to pass by. Her sharp eyes immediately noticed the cubs' secret feast. "Well, well, what do we have here?" Lulu purred, sneaking closer. Roro and Coco jumped in surprise. "Where did you get that honey?" Lulu asked with a smirk. "Oh, we found it in the forest," Coco stammered. Lulu shook her head. "Don't lie to me. That's Grizzle family's honey, isn't it?" The cubs looked at each other nervously. "If you don't want me to tell everyone that you stole it, you'll have to do something for me," Lulu said slyly. "What do you want?" Roro asked cautiously. Lulu's eyes gleamed. "Your mama's bangles." Coco gasped. "No, those are mama's favorite bangles." "Well, if you don't give them to me, I'll make sure everyone knows what you did," Lulu threatened. The cubs, scared of being caught, reluctantly agreed. That night, when everyone was asleep, Roro and Coco sneaked into their mama's room. "Are you sure we should do this?" Coco whispered. "We have no choice," Roro replied. They quietly opened the cupboard, took out the bangles, and slipped out of the house. The next morning, they handed the bangles to Lulu, who proudly wore them and strutted around the jungle. A few days later, Mama Bear noticed her bangles were missing. "Oh no, my bangles," she cried. "They were my mother's gift. Where could they be?" Roro and Coco saw her distress but remained silent. Meanwhile, other animals in the jungle noticed Lulu's new bangles. "Where did you get those shiny bangles?" a monkey asked. Lulu grinned. "A little gift," she replied. But the monkey was suspicious. He went to Daddy Bear and told him what he had seen. Daddy Bear, along with the monkey, decided to keep an eye on Lulu. One day, they caught her showing off the bangles by the river. "Those are Mama Bear's bangles," Daddy Bear roared. "Where did you get them?" Lulu panicked. I got them from your cubs. They gave them to me so I wouldn't tell anyone about the honey they stole." Daddy Bear was furious. He returned home and called Roro and Coco. "Is this true? Did you steal the honey and give away Mama's bangles?" he asked sternly. The cubs hung their heads in shame. "We're sorry," Coco whispered. "We made a mistake." Mama Bear wiped her tears. "Everyone makes mistakes, but it's important to admit them and make things right." "We'll fix it," Roro promised. "We'll apologize to the Grizzle family." The next day, the cubs went to the Grizzle family's house. "We're very sorry," they said. "We took your honey. We were wrong, and we want to make it right." The Grizzle family forgave them, and Roro and Coco learned a valuable lesson that day. Honesty is always the best policy. As for Lulu, she learned that being cunning and greedy never leads to anything good. And from that day on, Roro and Coco promised to be honest and kind, making the jungle a happier place for everyone. The lesson of the story: honesty is the best policy. The story teaches us that stealing is wrong, and it's important to take responsibility for our actions. Mistakes happen, but we must learn from them and make things right. Fun facts. Did you know that honey never spoils? Archaeologists have found pots of honey in ancient tombs that are over 3,000 years old. Did you know cats, like Lulu, are known for their curiosity, but they also need to learn about honesty and kindness? Now let's talk about the story. Who were the members of the bear family? Why was it difficult to find honey in a jungle? What did Roro and Coco find while playing hide and seek? What did Roro suggest to Coco when he saw the honey pot? How did Coco initially react to Roro's suggestion? Who caught the baby bears eating the honey? What did the cat demand in exchange for keeping their secret? How did the baby bear steal the bangles? How did Danny Bear find out about the stolen bangles? What lesson did the baby bears learn at the end of the story? Fun things to try. Design a jungle bank, draw a secure place where animals can store their honey safely. Include guards and clever traps. Honesty medal. Design a medal to award Roro and Coco after they learn their lesson about honesty. Honeybee maze. Draw a maze for bees to navigate back to their hive safely, avoiding obstacles. That was Honey Theft, a magical jungle tale from Kidverse. You can read this story and see all the pictures at kidversehub.com. Thank you for listening and keep being curious.